A couple of things I really like about the new standards. One is that they're very skills-based, and I think it's important to acknowledge that there's no perfect list of knowledge items. And more, when you look at the way students learn and our teachers are able to teach, we're much less reliant on filling students' head with discrete pieces of knowledge. Technology has made that in many ways irrelevant. So what I like about the Common Core is it really focuses on skill development.
Done.
How I like to explain it to parents and to people that might not quite understand it is, it's changing from the idea of rote memorization to skills-based. And the example I use is when I was a fifth grader, we had to memorize all the state capitals and all the which capital went with which state. And now today, teachers are still teaching that, but they're teaching it in a way of, why did Springfield become the capital? Or how did, why did it change from one place to another? And I think that's a challenge for teachers, is to get, to have parents understand that we're still teaching the facts and the information that's going around it. We're just doing it in a different way.
Don, how have teachers taken this? I mean, from the start, it had to be a scary thing.
Change is always a scary thing. And I think the idea of having one student be able to move from state to state to have the same learning standards and ideas that they need to learn at a certain time is a positive thing. What we're always concerned about is, of course, implementation. But we are working with the district to help. When teachers can work on the curriculum and know what's going on in their classroom, there's going to be that ability to be empowered to teach. And I think the district is giving us the opportunity to work on that curriculum and to be able to give the power to the teachers in the classroom, so that then maybe it might not be as scary as it could be. So that's what our goal is over the next year or 2 years, is to create the curriculum and have teacher voice so that they can start to get ownership of what's going on in their classroom.
What can you tell us what we can expect to see over the next several months, year, in terms of training and testing and things like that?
When you talk about trying to have 1,800 teachers agree to some common standards and a common assessment schedule, there's really two ways to do that. One way we know doesn't work, and that is a small group of people in the district office write up what they think is the perfect curriculum, and then in a top-down way, hand that down to our teachers. So what we're really excited about is, Dawn and I talk all the time, and we're really on the same page. We don't know exactly what this is going to look like, but we're in the process of developing a system where the teachers are going to be working collaboratively every step of the way to be engaged as professionals should be engaged on those really important questions of what do we want our students to learn and how do we know if they've learned it. They have to have that ownership. And the way we give them that ownership is we have to build time into their annual calendar to do that. And so we think the secret sauce here is giving highly trained professionals a seat at the table and time to do that work in collaboration with the district.